Today is the 15th of June. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So I'm having technical difficulties once again, so apologies for this going out a little later than I wanted it to. My microphone doesn't seem to be reading on my laptop, and my laptop doesn't want to read my microphone. So here we are, recording through my iPhone. But nonetheless, we thank God, because this must happen. The show must go on. But with all that said, also, by the way, if you hear noise in the background, it's because I'm joined by my beautiful daughter today. But apart from all of that, if we're going to continue in the line of worship, we're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Romans 8, 35 to 37. And it says this: Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Almighty God, we do not know how to thank you enough. Thank you for the confidence we have in Jesus. Thank you for your gift of grace. Thank you for your indwelling spirit. Thank you for your promises of heaven. Thank you for your love that has saved and remade us. Thank you for assuring us that we will never be alone, no matter what we have to face. Most of all, dear Lord, thank you for knowing that nothing can happen in this world has the power to strip us from Jesus' love. Father, we look forward to forever being with you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. And so we have come to the end of another working week. And I can't help but be grateful to God for seeing us through. Even as I sit here with you now, I have to kind of just tell my spirit, calm down, calm down, calm down. And that's just because when things don't go according to plan and when things don't go according to the way you envisaged it, it does get frustrating and it does get irritating, and every little thing just seems to be getting on your nerves. But when you enter into the presence of God, he takes care of all of that. And so, yes, Lord. So family, will you join me this morning and just worship him? Just worship your King, worship your Creator, worship your Lord, worship your brother, your friend, Yahweh, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. The God that sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross just for you and me, paid the ultimate sacrifice just so that we could be saved. That's the God that we serve, and that is the God we worship today. Yes, Lord, is sinking sand. Oh, oh, is sinking sand. Mandarabasiki tiribushaka tarabasiket. Mikiti bushandarabasiki tiribushandarabasiket. Will you lift up your voice and just begin to worship him? Just begin to sing to him. Just begin to reverence him. Just begin to send up an aroma of worship wherever you are right now. I want everything around you to smell of worship. I want God to tune in to where you are right now. I want God to enjoy the essence of your worship. I want him to enjoy the scent of your worship. Yes, Lord Jesus, ye kete bo shanda raba sekete, I kete rebo shanda raba ba 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 sendere bo shakata, yin Mandere Shanda Rabba Seketerebo Shakata. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:32, better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes the city. And I know that verse is for me. Better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, God. For there is no other place that we would rather be than here right now, honoring your name. Yeah. Oh. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You made a way where there seems to be no way. You opened doors when doors seem to be shut. Oh. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Whatever you're doing right now, I just want you to meditate on His word. I want you to sing your own song. I want you to create your own song, because only you know what God has done for you, and only you know where God has brought you from, and only you know how far you have come, and only you know your journey with Christ. Whether you have been in Christianity and gone back into the world and come back into Him, gone back into the world, come back into Him, gone back into the world, it doesn't make a difference. The most important thing right now is that you understand that God loves you, and that you understand that He is here for you, and all He wants for you is the best. The Bible says that His plans for you are not of evil, but His plans for you are of good. So as you reflect on that today, let there be no condemnation in your heart. Stop judging yourself.
He wants to wrap His arms around you and whisper in your ear, you are my child. You are my child, and I will never, never, never let you go. He will never let you go. Jude 1 verse 2 says, mercy, peace, love be yours in abundance. Yeah. Who is like the Lord? Who is like the Lord? Oh. And so you're not really going to hear my voice. This is the time I want you to reconnect with God and just talk to Him and just worship Him. Meditate on that word. Meditate on that song. Meditate on the scriptures that God has promised you in your heart. The next time you hear my voice will be when we make our declaration. So just go ahead and speak to your Heavenly Father. Commune with Him. Worship Him. Reverence Him. Tell Him how much you want to hear His voice and see His glory. And so our declaration of the day says this: I declare I am equipped for every good work God has planned for me. I am anointed and empowered by the Creator of the universe. Every bondage, every limitation is being broken off me. This is my time to shine. I will rise higher, overcome every obstacle, and experience victory like never before. This is my
declaration. And so our prayer this week has been, dear God, so much is going on in our lives that we don't know which way to turn, and we come to you, broken in spirit, to ask you to calm our inner turmoil. We have tried to sort things out in our own way, but to no avail, and in our poverty, Father, we come before you and submit to you, asking you to grant us peace of mind and a quieting of our souls. Please give us your peace, your strength. And Father, we know that without you, we can do nothing, but we also know that your peace is poured into the hearts of those that trust in you with all their hearts. Lord, we trust you now and give you our lives and future. We place them into your hands. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So there will be no live Heart of Worship tomorrow, and that is just because my ministration in Kent starts at 9 o'clock, so I'm going to have to leave here as early as possible. So I will be replacing that with a podcast, so watch out for that tomorrow. I pray that you guys enjoy your day. I know the weather's gonna be amazing, so please enjoy it. Please keep me in your prayers, guys. Recording today was a little bit more difficult than I like it to be, but we got there, and I am so grateful to God for this opportunity. So please keep me in your prayers today. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.